This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israel is going ahead with its offensive against Hamas, striking southern Gaza, killing at least 28 people, and raiding one of the last functioning hospitals in the north. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Israeli officials on Monday as many nations call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas.
This is Israel's operation, and I'm not here to dictate timelines or terms.
The U.S. is among the nations creating a new force to protect ships in the Red Sea. These are ships that have come under attack by drones and missiles fired from the areas of Yemen that are controlled by the Houthis. Here at home, police in Texas will now have new powers to arrest migrants who cross the border illegally.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a new law that allows police to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally and gives local judges authority to order them out.
Biden's deliberate inaction has left Texas to fend for itself.
Governor Greg Abbott blames President Biden for the latest surge in migrants that at times has topped 10,000 a day in recent weeks. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, and opponents say the move is unconstitutional. But in sound from KRGV, Abbott says,
the authors of the United States Constitution foresaw a situation when the federal government would be inattentive to states that faced challenges at their borders.
The law is likely to face swift legal challenges. I'm Ben Thomas.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will be laid to rest today, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts are scheduled to speak at the funeral in Washington. Justice O'Connor died December 1st. She was 93. At least 118 people have died in an overnight earthquake in China. This is AP News. Now to those fruit pouches.
The Food and Drug Administration has found extremely high lead levels in cinnamon at a plant in Ecuador that made tainted fruit pouches. FDA inspectors say cinnamon tested from the plant had levels of lead more than 2,000 times higher than a maximum level proposed by the agency. The spice was supplied to Astro Foods, which made the pouches. The applesauce pouches were sold under three brand names, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Wise. The CDC says at least 125 children from 22 states may have been sickened by lead poisoning since late October. FDA numbers have fewer kids getting sick, but the cases cover 27 states. It hasn't been determined yet how the cinnamon was contaminated. The FDA says lead has not been detected in any fruit pouch products made without cinnamon and sold in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.